Good to see Daniel. Daniel's going to come and bring the word of the Lord to us today. So let's just give him a real welcome. Hallelujah. Just pray God for the anointing that's in him. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, bless you, Andrew. God's good. Amen. Well, it is my joy and pleasure again to be sharing the word of God with you beautiful people. And A few weeks ago, I was sharing the word of God, saying that the best is yet to come, yeah. And it's time for us to rise up and step up to that another level. And I think all of us, we're all in that journey where we're growing day by day, and we're making progress every day in our Christian journey. And I believe that God has got a beautiful, beautiful plan and purpose for each one of his lives, but it's up to us to step into that plan which God has got for each one of us. So if you've got your Bible with you, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Nepali ma pani Hebrew bara. Hebrews chapter 12. If you've got NIV version, it's page 1130. But if you've got King James, then yeah, I don't know. So Hebrews chapter 12. So this is what he says in verse 1. So we're going to look verse 1 to verse 3. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. This is what he says. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw aside everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. Fixing our eyes on who? Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And it's that we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses. And if we look into verse chapter 11, we see different examples of all men of faith, from Abraham to Noah to Moses. We see all different examples in there, and it's there for us so that we could look at them and so that we could learn from them. And therefore, Paul goes on to say that therefore, since you've already got loads of written examples of what the men of faith did in the past, now therefore, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses, let us throw everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. Paul says, let us throw everything aside. Let us throw everything aside. And I think in our Christian journey, for us to move forward, we need to learn to let go, and we need to learn to let aside everything that's hindering us in us walk with God. Because sometimes we don't realize that we are carrying so many baggage in our lives that it absolutely stops us from moving into what God has got in store for us. It's like I'm walking with a big bag, and we don't realize that in this journey, in our Christian walk, we pick up loads of different words that people speak into our lives, and pick up loads of baggages that people say about us, that next thing you know, you're walking with a big bag, and it's wearing you down so much so, it's entangling you so much so that it's hindering you to move forward and to receive what God has got in store for us. And therefore, Paul is writing, saying, let us set aside everything. Yeah. Everything. I mean, what does that everything look like? We need to question ourselves, everything that is hindering us to get closer to God. Yeah. Areas of our lives, sin. Hidden areas of sin in our lives that nobody knows about. Paul says, set it aside because it's becoming a hindrance in your walk with God. And it is a challenge for each one of us, setting aside everything that's hindering our walk with God. And people sometimes ask me these questions. So what is sin? Is going to a party and going to a club, is that a sin? And every time people ask me that, I tell them, do you know what? Is that stopping you from moving forward and reaching out to God? And if they say yes, then yes, it is a sin. Anything that is hindering our journey with Christ, that is stopping us to grow in this Christian journey, set it aside. Set it aside because it's not doing us any good. It's harming us, and we don't realize that next thing you know, we're walking with so many baggages in our lives that it just drags us down so much so that we lose our fight that is within us. Yeah. It's time for us to let go. Now I've already said that it's time for us to let go. It's time for us to carry on our journey now. Paul goes on to say, now you've already set aside everything that's hindering in your walk. Now it's time for you to run with perseverance. Remember that first we need to learn to set aside, then we need to learn to run with everything that is within us. With everything that is within us. Day and day I'm realizing that Christian journey isn't a sprint. It's not a sprint. We can't expect to do 100 miles and just say, oh, this is it, this is me done. I'm realizing that it is a marathon. And it's hard. It is really, really hard. And it takes a lot of determination. It takes a lot of commitment to stay the journey. It does. And whoever says that Christian journey is easy, mate, are you even living it? Because it's not. It's hard. Christian journey is hard because there's so many things within us lives that God challenges us about. In my Christian journey, my goodness, God challenges us every day in terms of shaping our character, in terms of shaping our attitude. Because God is more interested in what's happening within us than what's happening outside us. I can lift my hands every day, all day. But if I'm struggling inside, is that doing me any good? Can I just say, what good is it for us to lift up our hands, yet know that our soul's dying within us? And I believe that God wants to do that supernatural process within each one of us to make us stronger. Everything that God does is only because He wants us to be stronger and so that He wants us to grow. Everything that we go through in our lives is happening because God wants to bring that greatness that is hidden within us that we don't even realize that it's there. We don't even realize that it's there. This is what is in Romans 5:3. We also glory in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Let me read that again. Romans 5:3. We also glory in our suffering because we know that suffering produces perseverance. I mean, I would love if my life was like easy and if everything falling in place and everything was so smooth and it was running very sort of like easy. I would love that. But the reality, hello, it doesn't always work like that. We hit loads of brick wall in this journey with God. We do. And sometimes, in order for us to like move forward and in order for us to grow up in Christ, we need to go through them hardship in His lives so that God produces good character within us, so that God produces perseverance within us. And we will be running with perseverance. We will be running with everything that is within us. Can I just say, like, I'm sure there's loads of us in here today that because of your past, you are stronger today. And even in my own life, because of my past and everything that I've been through and how God has got me through that past, I'm standing strong today. And can I just say, there's more. There is more. And God wants each one of us to like step up and reach to Him so that we can grow in Him more. There is so much more. This isn't it. This isn't it. This is just, I've said it last week. We're just scratching the surface. And there is more. And once we get in there, my goodness, we will be unstoppable. But only with help of Jesus Himself. And when we keep and put Jesus in the center of our lives, we grow. When we put Jesus in our lives, we thrive. We don't just thrive, but we thrive. We thrive. And embrace those moments. Because in those moments, God shapes us and makes our faith stronger. And I've just like written down a few different points. And I've already said that our Christian journey is a marathon. And Paul is talking, not one of running, but Paul is talking about our running with God forever. He's talking about our running with God forever. He says, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. So he's saying, run with perseverance. And And I just want to suggest four different things. When anybody is running a marathon, they prepare for these four different things. So my first point is training. Yeah. Let me say that again. My first point is training. Yeah. And can I just say, we need to learn to continue to still train our spiritual self. Yeah. We need to learn to train our spiritual self. And we have all got this desire to be the finished article, haven't we? We've all got this desire to be in the finishing line. Can I just say, when we run towards the finishing line, we need to do some training. And I don't know if there's anybody who expects themselves to run in a marathon unless they do any training. I don't think there's anybody who's in a boxing kind of match with someone boxing without having to go through any sort of training. So why would we expect any less with our own Christian journey? It's time for us to train, and not just training. What I mean by training, this is all of us, we're getting trained in here. This is our public training. But can I just say, our spiritual growth comes from our private training. The things that we do behind the closed door. Our discipline in terms of praying, our discipline in terms of reading the Word of God, our discipline in terms of reaching out to God in his own private time. Because ultimately, we can fool people, but we can't fool God. And we pray to God saying, God, I want to grow, but yet not willing to take that step saying, God, you know what? In order for me to grow, I need to spend time with you. And in order for each one of us to grow, we need to learn to spend time with God. Because in us growing with God, we need to learn to sit with God and talk with God and learn from God. The only way it's going to happen is if we train ourselves. Paul says to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:7. Let me say that again. 1 Timothy 4:7. Train yourself to be godly. Being godly doesn't happen overnight. And learning about the Word of God doesn't happen overnight. The whole process of transformation in his life doesn't happen overnight. We need to learn to set ourselves aside and set ourselves aside having a time where we say to ourselves, do you know what, God, this is my time with you. I'm going to sit down. I'm not going to get hindered. I'm not going to get distracted by anything. But I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to spend time with you. Because ultimately, our growth comes by spending time with God. Our growth comes by spending time in this Word of God. That is the only thing that's going to make us grow. Nothing else. We can seek advice from men of God, yes. We can seek advice from our family and friends, yes. But ultimately, the only thing that changes us is the Spirit of God. The only thing that convicts us is the Word of God. And if we're not spending time in the Word of God, then hello, there's going to be no finish life. 20 years from now, we'll be still saying, oh, what does he mean by grace? What does he mean by salvation? Because ultimately, the growth is going to come when we learn to train ourselves, when people prepare themselves for marathon. They train. They train so much that they give every inch of their power and their strength to that training so that when the big day comes in marathon, they're ready. David Beckham, great football player. And he's known for his free kicks. And like in one of his interviews, he got asked, so what is the secret? How did you become so good at kicking this ball and making it bend? That's what free kick is. So he went, whenever we used to have practice sessions, whenever we used to have training sessions, when everyone left the training session, I used to still stay in the ground and kick the ball until I got perfect, until I became so good at kicking the ball. And similarly, David and Goliath, the story of David and Goliath. David kills Goliath. And we see this great picture. Yes, there's this great celebration. The Philistines are dead and everyone's rejoicing. And David kills Goliath. But we don't realize that David did a training while he was looking after his father's sheep. It says in the Bible that he has to fight against lions, bears. And this is the thing, right? Whenever he says David killed Goliath, it wasn't like David, oh, I'm just going to hit it and I'm going to like hope for the best. No, the Bible says David ran towards Goliath. It says David ran. It wasn't just one of them, oh, let me just throw the stone and hope for the best. No, David ran towards Goliath. And the And the reason that he was able to run towards Goliath was because he had trained himself. And because he had trained himself in the Lord. And we need to learn to train ourselves so much so that when we face oppositions and when we face hardship in this life, we're like, you know what? I've been preparing for this. I'm ready for this. I'm so ready for this. I know what's coming. I know I faced it in the past and I'm going to face it again and I'm going to walk out victorious. That's what God wants from each one of us. He doesn't want us to crumble when we see big mountains, but He wants us to run towards the big mountain and say to that big mountain, do you know what? I am not getting moved by you. Because my God is bigger, my God is stronger, and my God is greater. That's what God wants from each one of us. He wants us to thrive. He doesn't want to like hide somewhere. No, He wants us to get up and He wants us to run with perseverance, setting aside everything and run with perseverance. That's what God wants from each one of us. And it's going to happen. But we need to give ourselves to Him. Amen. We need to give ourselves to Him. If we sit down, do nothing, nothing's going to happen. We need to learn to open up our mouths and say, God, you know what, fill this mouth with the word. And we need to learn to stand up and say to God, God, you know what, use this vessel. Amen. And we need to learn to go to people and lay hands on them. God, you know what, I'm going to pray by faith, you do the supernatural. And unless we move, nothing's going to happen. And unless we train, there's going to be no growth. And God's calling us to train ourselves in His own personal time. I mean, our leaders do public training with each one of us in here. We've heard like God knows how many sermons. And we're only going to grow if we take them sermons and train ourselves in this private time. Oh, what was Andrew preaching about today? Oh, do you know what? I love that. Oh, what was Grace preaching about today? Do you know what? I love that. What was Helen preaching about today? I love that. What was Ken preaching about today? I love that. And when we learn to do that in this private time, oof, my goodness, tell you what. You walk out all beefed up, spiritual beefed. Do you know what? I'm ready. I am ready. Amen. Amen. So number one was training. So number two, you're running a marathon. Substantial pace. When you're running a marathon, you need to make sure that you're moving forward. Because you move, you're not gonna cross that finishing line. You need to learn to move forward. Even if I tiny little pace, tiny little step, do you know what? Just keep on moving. Just keep on moving. Even if you fall down, pick yourself up. Keep moving. Have you seen anyone running a marathon? If they fall down, they go all the way back and start the journey again? Hello? No, they don't. If someone's running a marathon, if they fall down, they just pick up, shake themselves off, carry on with the journey. So why do we think that when we fall short of the glory of God, we expect that we've messed up so much so that we need to go back and start again? No! The word of God says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. In other words, if you've messed up, do you know what? Hello, hello, the grace of God is there for us. Pick yourself up and carry on. Pick yourself and carry on. Because when we learn to condemn ourselves, we'll be running away from God. And that's the last thing God wants from us. He's our Father and He wants to get involved with His son and with His daughter. He wants to know about them. And if something happens to them, He will run to them and pick him up. Do you know what, son? Well done. I know you've made a few mistakes, but well done. Come on, let's keep on. Amen. When you've got a trainer with you, and when you're running with the trainer, does the trainer say, oh, do you know what, you messed up, go back again? He might. Do you know what, most likely the chances are the trainer will say, come on, pick yourself up, come on, let's carry on. That's what the trainer would say. And sometimes, we think that we've messed up so much that God doesn't provide us anymore. No. It's not truth. The Bible says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. And we need to learn to take little steps at the time. Because I'm convicted of that myself. I'm guilty of that myself. When I first got saved, I was like, I want to know everything. I want to do everything. I want to change the world now. It's good to have that. And do you know what? I'm not discouraging anyone. Keep up that passion. I love that. And don't let anyone seize that passion. Don't let anyone take that passion off you. And if you're passionate about changing the world, I'm with you. Let's do it together. Let's change the world. But we need to learn to take rest when we're running with Christ. We need to learn to take rest when we're training. When you do too much training, we'll injure ourselves. And when we injure ourselves, do you know what? You're in your bed for like a few days. Ugh, recovering. But if we learn to take a little step at a time, you're progressing every day. You know, realizing it might be slow, but we're progressing every day. And when we're progressing every day, we're getting closer and closer to the finishing line. And we're getting stronger and stronger every day. The power of rest. And God wants us to operate from the place of rest. I remember having a conversation with Andrew a few years back. I don't know if he remembers this. But I was in Teen Challenge and I was so passionate about like seeing the lost people getting saved. By the way, still I am. I'm still passionate. And I remember going to his office and like there was loads of things that was bothering me. And I said to Andrew, do you know what? There's like so many things and I wanted so many things and I don't even know what to do. And he goes, can I just stop you there? And I went, yeah. And he goes, learn to operate from the place of rest. That's what he said. And that's been my heart ever since. Learning to operate from the place of rest. Because the last thing we want to do is run the race so fast that we injure ourselves and boom, we hit the ground. Yes, exhausted, burnout and all that. No, God wants us to continue our marathon journey. It doesn't matter like what place you come. As long as you cross the finishing line. If you feel like you want to sprint, do that. But make sure that you don't injure yourselves. Making sure that I don't injure myself. Sometimes we want the things to happen now and now. But you know what God's saying to each one of us? Wait on my timing. Wait on my timing. Come on, son. I know you've got loads of passion in there. I know you've got loads of acceleration there. But you know what? Hold that gap for now. Let's wait for the perfect timing. And there might be some of us that we're in the car and we're accelerating so hard. We're like, oh God, just give me that timing and I can just go. But God's like, son, don't say, do you know what? Just hold that for a sec. Just hold that for a sec. When the time comes, you can go. But right now, you need to learn. And right now, you need to take each day at a time. Each day growing at a time. God knows when to move the nest and shake the nest. But unless we are not fit enough and ready enough, God is not going to shake the nest. God is not going to move us. And Andrew was giving us an illustration like a few days ago of how mother bird feeds like her children in a nest. And when the time comes, the mother kind of like shakes the nest and the birds fall off the nest and they begin to flap their wings and they begin to fly. But can I just say, if we're not willing to feed ourselves in our private time, regardless of mother is always there bringing us food, but if we're opening up our mouths to receive the food, there's going to be no sort of progress in this body. There's not going to be no sort of progress in our physical strength. And can I just say, for us to spiritually grow and for us to physically grow as we're in the Lord, we need to make sure we are getting fed from the right stuff, which is the Word of God. We need to make sure that everything that we hear, that we make sure that it's the Word of God. Yeah. We need to be so strong that we know what to discern and what's right, what's not right for us. Yeah. Because it is so important for each one of us lives that even when an athlete, when he runs for a marathon, he makes sure that he's eating the right food. And he's making right progress every day. So we need to make sure that we are making the right progress every day and we are eating the right food every day. Spiritual food. Amen? Amen. So my third point is stay on the course till we cross the finishing line. Staying on the course till we cross the finishing line. When you're running a marathon, most likely the chances are it doesn't matter how you start, but it matters the most how you finish. Or even if you finish. And you only receive a gold medal or whatever medal you're going to get when you're running a marathon if you cross that finishing line. Yeah. And it's so important for each one of us that we stay on the course. That we stay and we fix our eyes to Jesus. Yeah. And fix our eyes on the prize that Jesus Christ has got for each one of us. Yeah. And the prize is eternity. It's eternity. The Word of God says, in this world, you will face hardship. You will face loads of trials. You will face loads of struggles. But take heart. I've overcome the world. Words of Jesus. Take heart. I've overcome the world. And some of us in here, we've ran this marathon journey longer than a few of us in here. And I mean, I'm just like starting to run the marathon. And I've kind of like realized that it's not easy. Sprint, yes, you can sprint. But this is a marathon, and this is a lifelong marathon. So you never stop. So you never stop. So in order for us to last long in this marathon, we need to make sure that we are connected to our trainer with Jesus Christ. And we need to make sure that we are feeding ourselves the right stuff, which is the Word of God. And we need to make sure that we are doing the right training, which is worshiping God. Let me say that again. Connecting with the trainer, which is Jesus Christ. Feeding ourselves the right food, which is the Word of God. And doing the right training, which is worshiping God and being in His presence. Do them three things. And we will, I'm sure we will begin to see a growth within each of our lives. Spiritually, we will. I know we will. It says in 1 Corinthians 9:24, run in such a way to get the prize.
Yes.
Run in such a way. My goodness, when people's running a marathon, they're like, they give it their all. They put their all into it because they want to win the prize, because they want to cross that finishing line. In the same way, we need to prepare ourselves and we need to train ourselves and we need to stay on the cross and we need to go for it.
Yeah.
Because in us going for it, we will reach the finishing line. Let me finish with this story. There was a guy called Derek Redmond, and he was a British athlete, and he was competing in 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, and he was running a 400 meter race, and whilst he was running, he was giving it all. He was going for it. He was like, oh, I'm giving my all. I'm going to go for it. He ran and ran. And in his journey, all of a sudden, something happened to his leg. And he injured himself. And he just fell on the ground. And all the medical staff ran towards him. And he waved at them saying, no, don't come. I want to finish this journey. So he stood up and he continued his journey. He continued his journey. And next thing you know, his dad saw his son running. So his dad jumped from the crowd, went to the racing track, picked his son up, and ran with his son. He ran with his son, both of them. He ran with his son. And next thing you know, they were able to cross the finishing line. And everyone stood up, and they just applauded the father and the son. And what I'm trying to say out of this story is we need to have that commitment where we say to ourselves, you know, I might be injured along the journey, but I'm not going to leave this running track unless I cross that finishing line. And do you know what? The best thing about the story is when we're injured, the father picks his son up in a similar way. When we're injured, our father picks us up. And he's there with us. He's there from the starting to the end. He's there with us. But that race wouldn't have finished if Don would have lost his heart and lost his heart.
Amen.
And his fight. But he picked himself up and he went, I'm going to carry on my journey. In a similar way, can I just say, let's just be that person where we say to ourselves, you know what, I'm in a long marathon run right now. And I might face a lot of injuries along the way, but you know what, I'm still going to carry on with my journey because I have our Heavenly Father who loves me, who is there to take care of me and who only wants the best for me, who is there to inspire me and encourage me to cross that finishing line. Amen?
Amen.
Let me just say them points again if you're writing notes. The first one was training. It is important for us to train ourselves to be godly. It's very biblical as well. 1 Timothy 4:7, train yourself to be godly. Substantial pace. Number two, substantial pace. It says in Matthew 11:28, come to all you who are weary and thirsty and I will give you rest. And when you're tired, when you're thirsty, go to him, he will give you rest. Number three, staying on the course until you cross the finishing line. Staying on the course until you cross the finishing line. And what that looks like is, do you know what? Sometimes I might not feel like worshiping God, but do you know what? I'm going to give my best to God today. I might feel like praying to God, but do you know what? I'm going to pray my best to God today. I might not feel like talking to people, but do you know what? I'm going to push myself to talk to people because they're all God's children. I might not feel like reading my Bible today, but do you know what? I'm going to set aside a time today and I'm going to read the Bible today. Just doing that, we're saying to ourselves, do you know what? I'm still staying on the course. I'm still running this race. And the final one, finishing well. Let us all finish well. Amen? Amen. Let's just pray. Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are running this race with us, Lord. And you're encouraging us, Lord, to run this race, Lord, with everything that we have. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, as we continue to run our race, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you will be our strength, Lord, that you will be our provider, Lord, that you will be our encourager, Lord, that you will be our Heavenly Father who will be there for us. Lord God, I pray, Lord, for every one of us in here, Lord, including myself, Lord, that you will just put that desire within us, Lord, to continue this journey, Lord, and that desire within us, Lord, to not just strive, Lord, but to thrive in everything that we do. And I pray, oh God, Lord, that as we continue our journey with you, I pray, Lord, that you will help us to grow, Lord. Help us to set aside that private training time, Lord, where we're training ourselves, Lord, in that secret place, Lord, by spending time with you and by looking to your word, Lord, and by worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Lord, and I pray, Lord, in this journey, Lord, I just pray, Lord, for that peace to be upon our lives, Lord, that peace that surpasses every understanding, Lord, to guide us, Lord, and to lead us, Lord, into the things of yours. Lord God, and I just pray, Lord, that you will just help, Lord, to stay focused and help us to stay sharp, Lord, to the calling, Lord, which you have placed within each one of us. Lord, we love you. We adore you, Lord. We thank you for your presence in this place, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you guys.